Alrighty. I really didn't want to comment on this, but it's to the point where I just kind of can't help myself. So, just a little quick commentary here on some bullshit that I'm really sick of. Tomorrow, there are apparently planned protests across the world, particularly in countries where the lockdowns are really draconian. And let me just say as an aside too, I'm getting really particularly tired of the individuals, some of them family members, some of them friends, who are so cowardly and so afraid and kowtowing and empowering these people. I just want to say this as many times as possible at this juncture. I think I can't say it enough that when the time comes when you realize that you've participated in creating a complete prison world for us where we have no freedom whatsoever, I don't want to hear your little I don't want to hear you bitch. I don't want to hear your tears. I don't want to hear you complain. I don't want to hear how upset you are, how you didn't realize it, all of that nonsense. So you can just essentially shut the fuck up in advance, because if you are castigating, assailing, making fun of, marginalizing individuals who question taking the vaccination, who don't want to be forced, who believe in choice, who look at the big picture when it comes to things like stay-at-home orders that are unnecessary, unconstitutional, and not scientifically founded, and along with the masking. If you're doing those things, then you are participating in building the tyranny that's in place, getting stronger by the day. And it's the same tyranny that you're going to shed tears over, crocodile tears, bullshit tears, later on. And my response to you is going to be shut the fuck up. You deserve it, because people like you helped create this. Now, onto the topic of this headline here. I'm sure that this is going to piss off some people on Instagram or in general, who subscribe to the belief in Q and Anon. I believe that those are two separate organizations or whatever movements, not the same as this news article would suggest. I don't know. What I do know is this. It's been heartbreaking for me to watch intelligent individuals, conservative, libertarian, freedom-oriented individuals, fall into what to me is a really obvious trap that is the whole Q thing. Everything's a code for this, and Q is saying that, and Q is hinting at this and is behind that. There is no Q, there is no Anon. There are people who believe that there are, but those organizations, whatever it is a tool used by the establishment, yet another creative measure that they use to divide us, that they use to create a false sense of, you're a revolutionary. There's a great scene in the second Matrix movie that I think sums this up just so almost poetically, where Neo walks in and he meets the creator of the Matrix. And long story short is Neo finds out that Zion has actually been destroyed six times. And there's, Neo is the one, but there's been six the ones. And the reason they allow it to be destroyed six times is because the act of revolution, the act of revolt, the act of raging against the machine, in that case, literal machines, gave the people a cause, tricked them into thinking they were doing something, and all the while they weren't. This is something very similar. There are many measures like this. It's not all that clever. It does, I mean, as far as our intelligence agencies go, it's pretty basic. It's elementary. As far as I'm concerned, 5-year-old could see it. I'm not trying to be insulting, but that's just true. And that's what QAnon is used as. It's used as a way to lure well-meaning and often highly intelligent people, but people who want to believe that there's this force behind the scenes and it's going to be okay, and this force or whatever is on our side. So I would like people to stop referencing Q if they can and take another look at it. I would like people to stop with this QAnon business. We have work to do. We have a nation and a constitution and bill of rights to attempt to save. It's probably beyond saving at this point, but you just never know. I used to work with youth, and for the sake of the kids, of the youngsters, I want to believe that there's hope. But as long as people keep subscribing to this, you're feeding into the divide and conquer strategy. You're feeding into that dialectic, and you're doing it with no malice, but you're doing it all the same. So please stop. Anyway, Global March 20 anti-vaccine protest promoted by QAnon linked groups. So right off the bat, there you go, right? Maybe we'll get into that another time. A number of anti-vaccine protests have been planned across the world this Thursday, which appear to be heavily linked to the QAnon movement and pardon me, in all but name. The worldwide Rally for Freedom and Democracy events on March 20 are being widely promoted online, with rallies against coronavirus restrictions and the tyranny of the vaccine implementation taking place in countries such as the US, Australia, Canada, Japan, and China, and Germany rather, definitely in China. But you love how they use the quotes around tyranny, and as if to downplay it, say it's not tyranny. And I'm gonna say that just like the March for Our Lives protests and all these other, you know, protests around this, you know, that took place during summer, we knew that these were funded by radical Marxist groups, by people like George Soros. He's one name that's easy to remember, but there's many organizations, many wealthy individuals and groups on the far left, and globalists that fund these. And so while I don't know that that's what's going on here, my suspicion is, particularly because this article took the time to, you know, link it to the fake QAnon thing, and you know, they're demonizing people who have questions about vaccinations. I wonder who's behind it, you know. Are these organically planned protests by the people, or, you know, is there more to it? Or, you know, chances are it's a combination of both. Anyway, a channel on an encrypted messaging service app Telegram promoting the anti-vaccine events across the world has currently more than 35,000 subscribers. There are also dozens of separate worldwide demonstration Telegram channels promoting each planned protest in individual countries. While the demonstrations are not appearing to be specifically tied to the QAnon, which there is none, and are also promoted by other anti-vax groups, they say that as if they're terrorist organizations, when really anti-vax groups are really what you have is a groups of people, for the most part, who are actually intelligent and recognize reality, but they like to promote them as you know, idiots, as kooks, and that's why they tie it to the QAnon thing. Okay, see, so that's what they're doing there. There's plenty of factual literature. You can go out, find it on your own, and if you know, took a couple of days and did some research, a rational, reasonable person would always walk away saying to themselves, I'm never allowing anybody I love to get a vaccine for the rest of all time. Just fact. Are pushing the events using language and phrases commonly associated with conspiracy theorists. The Twitter hashtag that the rallies are being organized under is, quote, "We will all be there," unquote. A very similarly worded phrase to the QAnon slogan, quote, where we go, one we go all, often abbreviated WWG1WGA. In the US, one such planned March 20 protest is being advertised as taking place in Heritage Park in Olympia, Washington. The link between anti-vaccine beliefs and QAnon is not a new development. Many of the conspiracy theorists frequently push false and even dangerous claims about vaccines, with misinformation about it turning people homosexual or transgender being, it's tough to even get through this article. As someone who was injured extremely badly as a young boy by vaccines, and it changed the trajectory of the life of my family and myself for years, and I suffer major medical conditions as an adult because of it. We went to the vaccine court in 1992. I'll eventually tell that whole story, but it's really tough and it causes divides within the family. They're just gonna have to deal, because I'm at the point where I'm gonna give it another go as far as holding these fuckers to account for the MMR vaccine and the damage that they caused me. But this whole, just look at the effort here to make it look like, I don't see anybody that's rational in the community of intelligent individuals who question the efficacy and safety of vaccinations, talking at all about it turning people gay or transgender or anything like that. This is absolute nonsense. The fact that Newsweek can even print this and it be considered news instead of tabloid should be criminal. But then again, people can print what they want, idiots can believe what they want. Earlier in March, an internal Facebook study found there was a major overlap between those expressing skepticism about vaccines online and accounts affiliated with QAnon. An internal Facebook study. Okay, so if you believe that there's any study done by Facebook that's academic in nature, I'm gonna try not to be nasty. You're stupid. You're just fucking dumb. For years, QAnon was centered around the belief that Donald Trump was secretly battling a cabal of satanic pedophiles and will one day carry out the prophecy known as the Storm, ordering mass arrests and execution of child abusers, which include leading Democratic figures. I think that's unfortunately the road a lot of people have gone down, and it's not too late, folks. Realize. Don't be embarrassed. Realize that you're still patriots. You're still freedom-loving people. You recognize the nefarious, horrible things going on in the world. Because, by the way, as far as the sex trafficking of children and things like that, that's all true. And so that these people that have clinged on to this lie are not deceptive themselves. They're being played, but they're also not stupid. They just care. And are clinging on to anything they can that where there's hope, and so, I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I see this for what it is. It's if you are out there and you're pushing this QAnon thing, then you are putting the death nail, really, in the freedom movement. So again, I'm going to repeat. Please stop. In the past few months, the movement has experienced a number of setbacks, which has left certain members disillusioned. These include Trump losing the election, then failing to overturn the results because of widespread voter fraud, the deadly attack on the Capitol, and Trump failing to carry out, quote, the storm at President Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20. The latest major prediction was that Trump would return as president on March 4, using beliefs heavily lifted from the sovereign citizen movement. When this failed to transpire, there was a small minority of QAnon supporters who suggested Trump would actually return on March 20. However, this suggestion was also widely dismissed by some more influential QAnon figures, including who distanced themselves from the March 4 prophecy in the days beforehand. The distancing from March 4 by popular QAnon advocates, they're not saying who, arrived amid intense media attention the date attracted an increased security at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., with some keen to prevent another public humiliation. So, there's more bullshit. While many QAnon supporters are still highly anticipating Trump's return, they say this like as if Trump is Jesus or something, to the White House, experts believe many will shift their attention to anti-vax and coronavirus-related conspiracy theories. In other words, they'll shift their attention to the fact that vaccines are poisonous, and maybe they'll read the excerpt, the inserts that can be found by on the websites of the manufacturers and decide that they don't want all these poisons in their bodies. And as far as the conspiracy theories about COVID, you know, if they're talking about it being hijacked to give governments a chance to experiment with top-down control, then I don't see how that's conspiratorial. And also, we should stop calling it conspiracy theories, because honestly, if you and me sit down and discuss what we're going to do this weekend, we're conspiring. And so people need to use a dictionary and understand what the word means and stop giving that phrase so much power, but it is what it is. Let's see. Do I want to continue to read all this? Let's see, let's read. Hopefully this is the last paragraph. There's just only so much bullshit I can take. I just felt like I needed to cover it. Just like the anti-vax movement, QAnon supporters have previously shielded some of their more extreme beliefs with their Save the Children campaigns and hashtags. The phrase helps attract people unaware about the satanic cannibal aspects of the conspiracy theory, despite the movement being largely ineffective against actual prevention of child sex trafficking and abuse. So there's a lot that could be said there. I'll keep it short and just say the vaccination, the COVID vaccination, is worth intense scrutiny. And there is a superabundance of information from highly credentialed individuals who are censored that is available to individuals who actually want to be sentient human beings and actually use their brains and critical thinking skills to decide whether or not this is a technology they want to put in their bodies. The coronavirus lockdown measures and increased government control and the growth of the government is something that is very real and we should all be concerned about. And they use a variety. My dad and I were talking in the podcast session that I recorded recently, and he was talking about a military tactic called the spread. I might be getting that wrong. And my brother's a vet too. He could clarify if I'm wrong. But the spread, you know, where you cover a broad area to try, you know, in the hopes of hitting your target. And that's what they're doing with all of the stuff they're putting out there. Some of it is overt, some of it is covert. So the overt stuff is, you know, all the nonsense in the media, the rivalries, the drama, the royal family sitting down with Oprah, like all of this stuff, right? The covert stuff is you know, your distractors, your interlopers, your people who, you know, Alex Jones is a good example. You know, there's a very good chance that he's really there to pretend to be a resistance and to get you to buy into that so that you feel like you're a part of something when really you're not accomplishing anything. QAnon, Q and Anon or QAnon or whatever it is just such a mechanism. Maybe it started that way and it was like that all along. Maybe it started as a real movement and it was hijacked, as I'm sure happens a lot. It hardly matters. A lot of people who are decent, very intelligent, regular citizens have followed along with this movement, and I would say stop, because if we are to have any shot at all, no pun intended there, at preserving freedom of choice, preserving liberty, and getting people on board with the notion and the idea that liberty and freedom, though difficult and messy sometimes, is worth it, and it defines everything precious about what it means to be human. If we keep allowing the establishment to divide us this way, to demonize us this way, to do what they're doing here in this article, to do what I'm talking about, then we don't have a shot in hell. So I wouldn't attend these protests tomorrow. I would say that we've got to take a different tract, or at least find out, you know, more about who's behind all of this, who's funding it, where it's coming from, is it really grassroots? And if you are an individual who religiously follows Q, you know, you may unfollow me, that's fine. I wasn't trying to offend you, but I mean every word of what I say. Please stop and research heavily, and you'll find that that you are following a false prophet, so to speak. And I don't mean that in the religious sense. I mean that just as a turn of phrase, kind of. You're hopping on board with something that is disingenuous at its core. All right, everybody, have a blessed night, and yeah, stay safe.